And just to expand a little bit on my last criticism of Mr. Marcel Elfer's observation and analysis of the ransom note, the Ramsey ransom notes, and the case overall, I criticized him because he expected the criminal to be reasonable and to have common sense in his actions, in his demands, in the demands on the notes, on the writing of the note itself, and some of those I want to expand just so I'm clear. First, the individual, the criminal, the assailant apparently did not bring a note to the kidnapping, which again would be the reasonable thing to do for an experienced kidnapper. But again, as I mentioned, as my criticism goes, this person may not be reasonable. He or she may be a crazed nut, a crazed lunatic, a crazed individual that just happened to, by luck, by chance, get away and not leave any or almost any trace behind. The other unreasonable thing that the assailant did was to start a note, a ransom note, and had a false start and grabbed another page and started another note. So there were, I believe, at least one false start for the ransom note on the same notepad. There may have been two, but I'm not really sure about the second false start. I believe there is one false start. And what reasonable criminal, experienced criminal, what it would take to get away with such a crime would do such thing, Mr. Elfers asks his audience. But again, this may not be just a reasonable and experienced cold-blooded criminal. It may be someone that's retarded, that's someone that's just crazy, that's under the influence or under some sort of fantasy hallucinations, someone mentally unstable, mentally incapable, incapacitated through whatever means, whether it's past abuse, some sort of trauma, whatever it was, whatever it is. Another thing that the assailant did was to ask for the certain amounts of $118,000, which seems like a very small amount to ask for a ransom. This amount was also very, very close to the Christmas bonus that Mr. John Ramsey would have received or did receive that year from his company. The assailant may have found some sort of ledger or some sort of balance or notice or letter that pointed to this amount. The assailant apparently penned the note, authored the note after he or she had murdered the child, so it was basically a fabrication. So really, a large amount was in his head, her head, was not necessary, because he or she knew that he was not, or she was not getting anything, any money for the child. There was not going to be any exchange, so what importance is it to put a high amount? That is my observation and the observation of others. However, Mr. Marcel Elfers believes that that amount is specifically, it is well thought out, and it is something that the criminal just came up with by looking around within the home and picking a number that was familiar to the Ramses. Again, does it make sense? Does it really have to make sense for someone that is such a crazed individual to commit such crime? Also, he criticizes the way that the assailant is demanding at first, using words such as listen, you will, you must, at first making demands, and then his or her tone softens up around the middle and end of the notes, even suggesting that the ransom transaction, the exchange, is going to be exhausting and for John Ramsey to make sure he's well rested. But again, to the fantasy filled mind of a crazed nut, this may be something that he or she may create just for fun. To him or her, it may be a game, it may be some sort of trick, or it's something amusing, and the criminal is just having fun creating scenarios in his or her head and putting them down on paper just to kind of give the victims, his victims, which are the parents, to give them some stuff to struggle with, think that they're going to get their child back when they're not, to kind of like play with their heads. I mean, it's something that may go on in a criminal's mind to hurt and to disrupt even more than the killing itself and the likely torture of the 6-year-old. And again, it may be something that the criminal, you know, if he or she is completely out of it, out of his or her mind, then it's something that may just be normal to them, to a person like that, something that they thought would be useful. It doesn't have to be reasonable. It doesn't have to make sense for such person. Such person by that point is already in a situation where he or she may face death in the near future. So they're just playing around with words, playing around with people's minds at that point. Could have, could be. Again, it doesn't have to be a reason. And there are a few other instances that the assailant, person that wrote the notes, which again, it does not have to be the assailant. But in this case, I'm just pointing out the things that Mr. Marcel Elfers observed as being contradictive. Another one was that the assailant introduced himself, his group. He said, or she said, that they were part of a small foreign faction. So why give the introduction and risk being found out by giving information about you or your group? Again, a reasonable and experienced criminal would not do this, but then again, are we dealing with a reasonable and experienced criminal? Also, about the use of we and I. The individual used we at first, talking as a group, and then moved on further along the notes to use the word I and referring to other members as gentlemen and referring to Mr. Ramsey as calling him by Mr. And Elfers pointed out that no hardened criminal would call Mr. Ramsey Mr. or show any kind of remorse in giving the Ramseys assurances that their daughter was safe, which was mentioned in the note, that their daughter is unharmed. And a hardened, cold-blooded criminal wouldn't have written that the people taking care of their daughter do not particularly like Mr. Ramsey. That was something that was said. And again, he said that a hardened criminal would not speak in such way, but again, are we dealing with a hardened criminal? And he points, I believe, eloquently and maybe correctly that because of these things, he thinks we're dealing here, in this case, with an inept and inexperienced non-criminal. And he strongly believes that the author may be Patsy Ramsey. And I believe, as of right now, that that is the more likely scenario, that she was the one that wrote the notes because of a theory that I have put forth of her committing the crime unconsciously, basically while she was in a state of unconsciousness, as some may call sleepwalking, or being in a state of doing things that you really wouldn't do in a normal state of mind. I believe that may have been the case. However, it is also likely that we're dealing with a crazed, very disturbed, and mentally unstable outsider that entered the home, and very, very unlikely but possible, the individual left no trace and avoided all kinds of detection. So that's my observation on that. Do give me your comments about what you think. Again, I believe Mr. Elfers is too expectant of reasonableness of an assailant that I believe may have been utterly crazy and unreasonable. Thank you very much.